program right. You got it programmed right. You're got some noise with you, but you're plenty readable.
I figure it's just a little 5 watt, a little rubber duck antenna, so I'm glad it'll make the trip to Greenville.
Hey, I think I heard you say you plan on making a trip up here to Greenville?
In the next weekend or two, get up in that area.
Roger that. Maybe we can meet up or something. We're going to have Winter Field Day up here next weekend.
Field Day with the Athens Radio Club, so I'll be tied up with that, but after that, I'll have some free weekends.
Roger that. Good to hear from you. Hope you've been doing okay.
Good. Doing good. Hope you are, too. I'll let you go so I can finish playing with this radio. M4WHM, KL4HKX. Good to talk to you, Patrick. Sydney 3.
Good to talk to you. KO4HKX, I'll be mobile and monitoring.
You little tattletale, KI4DOS.
4HKX, who you calling tattletale, Gary?
You. You the one says you was monitoring. I figured you was one of them little hall monitors that went back.
Only on you. Only on you.
I hear you, buddy. Where you at?
I'm out here on 153 getting ready to head that way.
Well, I'm over here between Lost and Found over here in the back country of Easley. I'm heading over there now.
Blew the damn road heading that way, but trying to get there from Richards, I went over to his place this morning and working on a little presentation.
It all worked out.
We got a plan together. Richard's working on getting all the PowerPoint put together. I don't have access to that stuff, so he's working on that, and then we'll double-check everything, and we should be ready to go.
What is that, on the DMR or what? DMRs. Guess I'll have to get one of these days.
Another mode is all it really is, boils down to. Just like VHF, UHF, or FM, AM single sideband, it's just another mode. You can still, I know everybody likes to think you have to do it over the internet, you don't. You can still simplex radio to radio or radio to repeater, just like we're doing now, or you can go across the internet.
Okay, 4MRA, yeah, I got a DMR, heard you guys chatting about it. Still learning how to program mine, so weird.
Biggest challenges to it is learning the programming.
Now, Pat, I won that little TYT DMR last weekend over at the Handfest, and got it in, and I think I've got it set up correctly. It's just I never hear anything. I don't know if it's just an inactive repeater or network, or if it's don't have something right.
Repeater, are you monitoring?
Here in Spartanburg, I don't remember the call sign or the frequency, but it's supposed to be tied into the SC Heart network and all of that. Like I say, I don't hear anything on it. Knowing my luck, it's probably a setting.
I don't know if that one had they got the problem resolved with it or not. They were having some issues with it, and I don't think it was actually on the air right now.
I know I can key it up and everything, and it'll get in, but I've also tried the Greenville one. Again, I don't remember the call sign, and I hear absolutely nothing on it.
Key it up, and the radio comes back that it transmitted to it, and it received a signal back from it, then, yes, it's up. But there's not a lot of traffic on it that I have noticed, but if you want to try it out one day, may I can meet you over there and let you know if you got it set up right. And my call sign is KO4HKX. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray.
Yep, I'll have to get up with you one day and figure that out. Because I'm new to it, so I'm still learning it. I think I've got the programming down. I've pretty much figured that out, I think. So would be definitely willing to spend some time with you to see if this thing actually works.
Be glad to try to help you and any way I can. I'm no expert by any means, though.
True, true. I got you there. None of us are as experts. We're always learning in this hobby. That's my philosophy.
Here it is, don't you, Patrick?
Go ahead and tell me, Gary.
An X is a has-been, and a spurt is a trip under pressure.
One, Gary. Anyway, look, guys, I appreciate the help there, Patrick. Good to hear you in there, Gary. And nice to finally meet you last weekend. I'm designated here at the house. I got to get these groceries unloaded. You guys take care. 73 is from KI4MI.
It was K4IMI, is that correct?
KF4, Mike Ramey, Radio Alpha. Everything on QRZ is current, if you want to drop me a line or anything.
I will see about doing that. KO4HKX.
All right, thanks again, guys. Take care. KF4MRA, and we'll be clear.
You're 7-3, Fred. You have a good afternoon, as best you can, and good hearing you on the air this morning. KI4MRA, KI4DOS Mobile.
What did we have this morning?
What test, and she did real good, but we had plenty of VEs there, which was really nice, but we didn't have but one testing.
Good that she done good, and that means we'll have a new ham on the air here soon.
Go back to the house and scan all that information into the computer and send it up to the VEC up there in Nashville to Steve Emery, and get that on the way. And then I have to mail all the hard copies up to him. May do that today, or might do that tomorrow. I don't know, but I still got to get that stuff in the mail. But I had a good test session. I was glad that we had at least one come in. I was afraid we wasn't going to have any. Got there at 8:30, and then at 9 o'clock, this lady showed up, and I was glad to see her.
You always want to have a fruitful day of something like that when you put that effort into it.
That was all good, and like I said, she did well. And I don't know, she's talking about maybe upgrading and already, and I said, well, that's great. You know, I said, get in there and get your feet wet. And she said that she had, was looking forward to it. She said she had a CB in her truck. She said, I guess I'll have to try to find a place to put me a 2-meter in there. And I said, yep.
Definitely get more use out of it.
Oh, well, at least we had one come in and took the test. And so it wasn't a useless day. Sometimes, the whole time I've been a VE, Patrick, I've had 2 days that nobody showed up. The VEs did, but nobody showed up to take the test. But that's kind of unusual. So I was glad one showed up today, and everybody that came in and helped out didn't waste their time coming over there.
We're too ugly, that's why. And they're all TR.
No, she wasn't ugly, Tom. She looked better than you.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Patrick. I just thought I'd tell you I brought Bernice home last night about 5 o'clock. She's doing fine. She lost some vision in her right eye, but other than that, she got up and made breakfast for me.
Awesome to hear.
It's awesome. I'm glad that she's at home now. It has some vision in her right eye. I'm glad it's not completely dark. That's always a plus. And, Tom, I know her cooking's a whole lot better than yours.
Just Beanie Weenies and Gatorade?
Damn, at my house, you know, Friday.
Well, I'm running down to get a birthday card for the grandson. Real quick trip, because he got to worth a hoot. So I'll let you guys go. I'm not going to be here long, and that dollar store is usually jam-packed. But I feel so darn good that she's home. Just the best thing in the world. And she's the best thing in my world that ever happened. And I don't know. I think she's due for a Bronze Star and a Purple Heart with Valor for staying with me so long, Gary. I'll be clear on your finals. Go ahead, Patrick.
It's really good to hear that Miss Bernice is home and doing well. We know you need all the corralling and corrections she can give. So hopefully she's up to the task. And good to hear you this morning, KO4HKX. I'll be monitoring.
Comment. Morning, Tom. And Patrick Wright. We are worthy to be in watch. 24/7.
As I tell ND7J, that's one. Go ahead, Derek.
Tell Miss Bernice that I'm going to bring my weed eater over there so she can stripe your legs without having to chase you around.
There ain't a mean bone in that girl's body, and I'm the luckiest guy in the world, even though Chad says he is. I'm pulling in, guys. 73, thanks for being there. We appreciate all the prayers and support. And 0TR.
73, Tom.
Hey, Miss Bernice, we said hello and glad she's doing better. Talk to you later. N0TR, KI4DOS Mobile.
I'm about 10 minutes out, KO4HKX.
Mini Mark, you need anything?
No, I'm good. I've got coffee, hot dogs, chili, onion rings, and water. So what else do you need?
A sandwich on Jewish rye bread with a side order of fried chicken lips.
That's that. It's a Jiffy Market, and I ain't got none of that down here.
I'll see you in a minute or two. I'm fixing to turn on Hounds Tooth. Talk to you in a bit. KO4NUE, KI4DOS Mobile.
See you in a few. KO4HYD, KO4NUE. Herb, I can't, not quite copyable. Not quite copyable. No joy. KO4NUE.